Howell George is the Director of Investments at the Old Mutual Investment Group on the line to us from Cape Town this evening. And we know China is problematic in many respects, Howell George. We've seen people getting really concerned about the status of Hong Kong, for example. We have seen people leave Hong Kong for fear of really draconian rules and regulations around communications. It's certainly not an easy environment in which to live and work, but it's a friendship for South Africa, you argue, in a piece was sent today, that is very, very important that we manage very carefully, very delicately, and treat it with a great deal of importance as far as our own economic life is concerned.
Well, that's right, Bruce. We need to remember that China will be one of the dominant forces for the next decade or two. And so being friends with China is a good thing. And we're also seeing we have good friends with Russia these days. So there is a geopolitical shift going on, which we can see, to what is now called the Global South. And the West is getting left behind. And put on top of that, in 2023, we see a pretty strong recovery for China coming out of COVID, whilst the U.S. is going to have a tougher time. So for South Africa, being cozied up to the Chinese is actually a good thing.
The West, of course, grappling with inflation, sticky high interest rates at a time where China's command and control economy is coming out of prolonged lockdowns. And we anticipate that China will be able to open the tap of growth and opportunity perhaps more readily than other big economies can.
It certainly can, because it can afford to. And we're seeing kind of a post-COVID experiment as we speak in China, because I was reading today that 80% of the population in China are already infected with COVID, which is an extraordinary thing. So they're going to come out of it, I think, fairly quickly. And the consumer's been shackled back in China, really, for the last 3 years, almost locked up in their apartments. And they are very, very keen spenders. So they're going to spend in China, and they're going to travel, and they're going to spend a lot of offshore as well. So I think we're going to see quite a strong consumer recovery. And what that also means in China, we're probably going to see a lot more kind of industrial demand and commodities demand, which, again, is a good thing for us here in South Africa, because it probably means commodity pricing is going to be, you know, pretty healthy.
Are we seeing a shift of alliances and economic blocks? In some people describe it as a new Cold War. Some people describe it as a new world order. How do you see how the world is being reshaped?
It's a secular shift right now, both economically, low inflation to high inflation, low interest rates to high interest rates, that's fine, but also geopolitically. And, you know, President Xi was in Saudi Arabia in November last year, a glorious state visit with Mohammed bin Salman in Saudi Arabia. And it was hailed as a kind of a landmark geopolitical moment, because what President Xi agreed pretty much with the Saudis was that oil would be priced in renminbi, not in U.S. dollars. And U.S. dollars being petrodollars have been the backbone of the global financial system since the World War II. And so this shift is happening very quickly. So fewer dollars, more renminbi, more power from China. And the Global South Alliance is reinforced with things like the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which includes Iran, includes Iraq, includes Afghanistan, or a lot of the Eurasian countries, as well as Russia and India. And G7 nations, the US, UK, France, etc., are not involved at all. So that this is absolutely happening, and China is leading the way in it.
Where does South Africa find itself in this new emerging order? How do we capitalize on this? We seem to miss every opportunity to capitalize on global trends. Either we haven't got the light switched on, or we're so busy dealing with our own nonsense at home that we kind of ignore global opportunities. Where is the opportunity for us?
Well, we do seem to specialize in shooting ourselves in both feet. But these geopolitical trends will probably just impact us from the outside in, and we can't help but benefit from higher commodity prices. And one interesting thing the Global South is doing is creating their own foreign exchange basket. So the kind of normal Western FX basket would have been dollars, euros, yen, sterling. And now they're saying, well, it's none of those. It's going to be our currencies, renminbi and rubles, etc. And what they've done is that to back those fiat currencies, the country which puts the most resources in to back it, like gold, but this time oil and gas, will have the highest weighting in the basket. So that means less fuel commodities on the market, which means higher commodity prices, and more control in the Global South against the West. And South Africa is simply going to benefit from higher gold prices and higher metals prices for our mining industry. So we almost can't help but benefit as long as we keep cozying up to the right partners. And we are the S in BRICS. So Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. So that's a good place to be. We don't need to change it too much from that.
Warren Buffett says never bet against America. America goes through boom and bust cycles. We're fairly familiar with it. It's sort of at the moment, it seems like a 10-year cycle. I wonder whether or not America doesn't rebound quite convincingly should inflation come off sharply, as some commentators suggested will in the second half of this year. And there's a rebound because the U.S. economy isn't breaking. There's still good jobs numbers, there's still good wage numbers, and inflation is topping off, and in interest rates may slow down now. I wonder if we should be betting against America. Can we not? This isn't a marriage. I mean, we're not, these aren't the vows that we need to take to forsake all others. Can we not sort of spread our love around a little bit in terms of keeping a foot in America, keeping a foot in Russia, a foot in China, keeping lots of feet in different places?
Yeah, I think that's right. And listen, what I'm trying to describe is a multipolar world, yeah, from a unipolar world. So a less powerful US, but they're still going to be around, and they mustn't be underestimated, that's for sure. But there'll be a lot more players in the game now. And we haven't had real players in the game since before the Cold War.
Thank you, Howell George, the Director of Investments at the Old Mutual Investment Group.